Sales skills in a changing world. To be successful in sales, you must be adaptable. No matter how innovative a product is, it still needs to be sold. However, selling isn't as easy as it seems because the sales world is constantly evolving. Sales teams must continually find better ways to sell, which might involve new strategies or using updated technology, such as software. Salespeople need to stay flexible to keep up. For example, techniques that work for selling coffee machines to housewives won't work for selling smartphones to large retailers. Another factor that keeps changing is the customers. Buyers are getting smarter and more informed. Nowadays, buyers don't need salespeople to list product features since they can find them online. But that doesn't mean salespeople aren't important. A 2011 study showed that 53% of consumers care more about the sales experience than the price or the product itself. So, how can you stand out as a salesperson? The key is to offer a personalized experience by understanding your customers' needs. However, this can be challenging when the sales environment is always shifting. To succeed, you need to become an agile learner. Agile learning means quickly adapting to new situations by absorbing the knowledge and skills you need. For example, if your biggest client gets a new CEO, your sales goals might change. Instead of panicking, see it as an opportunity to learn, grow, and become an even better salesperson. Agile learners. To handle the challenges of sales more effectively, it's important to let go of negative thoughts and adopt a positive mindset. But how do agile learners and successful salespeople actually learn? It's not just about absorbing new facts, it's about developing the right attitude and staying motivated, even when faced with setbacks. Many people struggle with self-doubt and uncertainty, which can lower motivation. Sometimes, negative feelings can even lead to quitting a tough task out of fear of failure. The author shares a personal experience of facing a career crisis. She was confident that her sales techniques were solid, but she struggled to close deals with large companies. Instead of letting her failures stop her, she reevaluated her approach and soon found success again, even writing a book about it. The author's example shows that setbacks can be valuable learning experiences. Even though she once lost a deal by going over her client's head to the CEO, she used the mistake as a chance to learn and improve. Now, she knows how to better handle relationships with her contacts. You can also motivate yourself by setting small, self-improvement goals. Instead of focusing only on closing a specific number of deals, set goals like, I closed 15 deals last month, and this month, I want to close 25 to show I'm improving. This shift in mindset can help you keep growing and succeeding in sales. Effective strategies for learning new job information. Learning efficiently is more important than trying to absorb everything at once. A great way to manage this is by creating mental folders. When you begin a new job, especially in sales, you'll need to learn a lot, like your company's offerings, prices, and competition. But it's impossible to learn all of this in one sitting. Whether the change is small, such as a client expanding their range of products, or large, like entering a new industry, you won't be able to learn everything right away. That's why managing your time well is crucial. One effective method for simplifying learning is by organizing information into mental folders. These are groups of related information that you can easily access. For instance, you don't need to think about target markets while working on improving your sales techniques. Keep the target markets in a different folder from your selling strategies. Mental folders also help ensure you learn things in the correct sequence. It doesn't make sense to work on your selling skills if you're still unsure about what products you're selling. Another way to make learning easier is to link new knowledge to things you already understand. Finally, think like a buyer. Consider why they would choose to buy from you and what might trigger their purchase. This way of thinking will help you become a more effective salesperson. Quickly adapt to a new job. Adapting to a new situation is straightforward, take it step by step. To start on the right foot in a new job, aim for a small success early on. This helps prevent frustration and the urge to quit. While failure is part of learning, failing right at the start can lead to self-doubt and a dislike for the job. Lee Zaltz, a sales management expert, notes that even seasoned professionals need at least 8 months in a new job to perform at the same level as others already familiar with the environment. To build confidence and succeed, focus on the essential details needed for situational credibility. Situational credibility means being able to discuss industry topics without sounding clueless. Since you can't learn everything all at once, prioritize these three key things for every field. 1. Insider language. Note down any new terms you hear and learn them. Using the right jargon helps you blend in quickly. 2. Your buyers. Identify who makes the buying decisions. Is it the CEO or a secretary? Understand what's important to these people. 3. The status quo. Find out what buyers currently use and how your offer provides better value. Learning is crucial for success, but it's not everything. To truly excel, you also need strong selling skills. Use your knowledge to close a deal. Being great at sales means being well prepared. It's not enough to just be charming. If you haven't done your homework, potential customers won't buy from you. For instance, even though the author had years of sales experience, she almost ruined a big meeting with a major firm. After practicing with a colleague, she realized she wasn't ready. She couldn't give a clear presentation or answer basic questions. From this experience, she learned that preparation is key. No matter how skilled you are, you need to prepare thoroughly. Here are some techniques to get ready for a meeting. Role-play the conversation with a colleague and record it on video to review later. Watch and learn from experienced sellers in action. Plan out the flow of the conversation and think of recovery strategies to get back on track if things go wrong. Expect that anything that can go wrong might happen. Ask yourself what the toughest question you could be asked is, and think about how you will handle problems like a computer failure. Be ready for anything to avoid surprises. Communication skills in sales. Selling is about personalizing your approach, and that's why communication skills are so important. Once you know and are prepared, the next step is to sharpen your communication. As a salesperson, you're not just there to pitch products, you lead the conversation. Some people wrongly see salespeople as mere advertisers, but your role is to offer a customized experience for each customer. To do this, research your prospects before meeting them. Understand their needs, what they're looking for, and what to expect from your interaction. With this information, prepare thoughtful questions that show you care. For example, ask how a product change might affect their business, or inquire about the risks they see in switching products. The goal is to focus on meeting their needs, not just listing product features. Effective communication goes beyond talking. Body language also plays a big role. Pay attention to how your client reacts to you. For instance, a successful salesperson from New York moved to Minneapolis but struggled to make sales. His pushy approach, sitting too close to people and not giving them space, made clients uncomfortable. Had he been more aware of their body language, he could have adjusted his approach and sold better. Staying sharp in sales. To excel in sales, keeping your skills sharp every day is crucial. Your attitude plays a big role too. Optimistic sellers tend to outperform pessimistic ones. Focus on understanding the value your products bring to buyers, even on tough days. Instead of just aiming for more sales and money, concentrate on delivering great products that improve people's lives, maybe even saving them money. Approach challenges like a game to make them easier to tackle. Everyone feels down sometimes, but bad habits can keep you stuck. Evaluate which habits are holding you back and why they happen. Habits typically start with a trigger event, followed by a routine and a reward. To change a habit, keep the trigger and the reward, but change the routine. For example, if you waste time each morning checking email, replace it with a workout. Reward yourself with coffee afterward. This new routine can boost productivity and signal your brain to switch to work mode. Key points 1. Adapt to new sales challenges with flexible strategies and technology. 2. Understand today's informed buyers by focusing on personalized sales experiences. 3. Accept agile learning to quickly adapt and improve sales skills. 4. Prioritize learning insider industry terms, buyer needs, and competitive advantages. 5. Prepare thoroughly for meetings to enhance sales effectiveness. 6. Lead conversations with researched insights to create personalized buyer experiences. 7. Maintain optimism, focus on value, and adjust habits to stay sharp in sales.